Hello, welcome to our podcast. This is Annalise and
Fatu.
And we are interviewing in this podcast teachers, like teacher appreciation, and to know more about our teachers.
Here is our first teacher.
Was teaching your first career choice?
No, it wasn't.
What was your first career choice?
Well, I started off as a film major. I wanted to be a director or a cinematographer at one point.
That's good. What are your strengths and weaknesses in teaching?
My strengths, I think my main strength is connecting with the students. I feel like I easily connect with them because of my upbringing. And the kids like my sarcasm and like to make fun of them. And they laugh.
What are your weaknesses in teaching?
I have none. I am pretty damn good.
I love your confidence.
Thank you.
What makes you the best fit for this job?
I am the best fit because I connect with kids and I try to get them to listen to me. I don't care about their mistakes. Well, actually, I do care about their mistakes, but I tend to forgive them when they make mistakes.
That's good. Appreciate it. What are three words to describe the way you teach?
Sass, confident, and more sass.
Thank you for this interview, Chad.
You're very welcome.
Hi.
Was teaching your first career choice?
Yes, I have been teaching since I'm 21.
That's very nice. What are your strengths and weaknesses in teaching?
Okay. I wrote down some strengths. Are getting teenagers to think critically. Sorry. I'm creative and I have a good ability to find interesting topics to read about as well as discuss and examine.
What makes you the best fit for this job as an English teacher?
Again, kind of like what my colleague said here, having high expectations. I ask a lot of questions of students and very varying questions. What else? Let's see. As well as my attendance is and work ethic is very high, and I'm here just about every day. Very few sick days. I don't believe in them.
That's very good. What are three words to describe the way you teach?
Questioning, mixing things up from direct instruction to working with partners and small groups, as well as getting others who have a lot of knowledge to come in and share.
Thank you so much, Pedro.
Thank you.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
Was teaching your first career choice?
No. I was actually a lawyer for 20 years before I went into teaching, so teaching was not my first choice.
Mm. What made you go into teaching?
My son joined the mock trial team when he was in the ninth grade, and his coach quit halfway through the season, and so they needed a coach. So I coached his team for a couple of years, and I said, oh my goodness, I love this. I'm going back to be a teacher. And I did.
That's very cool. What are your strengths and weaknesses in teaching?
Oh, Lord. My strengths are that I am very structured. Kids know what to expect. They are well-behaved in my classroom. And why are you laughing? Okay. And so that is the strength. And my weakness, maybe I am too firm with the students sometimes. I don't really believe that, but okay. I said it anyway.
Oh my god. What makes you the best fit for this job as a global teacher, as a law and justice teacher as well?
Well, as a law and justice teacher, well, I'm a lawyer, so that's a pretty good fit. And as a teacher, I enjoy being with high school students. I love teaching kids and seeing the excitement in their face when they learn something new.
That's really nice. What are three words to describe the way you teach?
I believe that I am structured. I believe that I have a skill-based curriculum. And I believe I am confident in a classroom.
That is very nice. And I like how you have high expectations for students.
And high expectations. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Hello, Janine.
Hello.
Was teaching your first career choice?
No. At first, I wanted to be a pharmacist, and then I started working in a pharmacy, and I realized it wasn't for me. It was too business heavy. I'm not a business person, so I decided to think about things that I really love in life, and I love people, and I love science, so I figured I would teach people science.
What are your strengths and weaknesses in teaching?
I think my strength and my weakness are combined in that I'm constantly changing what I'm teaching, right? So it's kind of a weakness because I'm never really satisfied with what I'm teaching because I always want to change it, but then it's also a strength because then things never get boring.
That's really interesting.
Thank you.
What makes you the best fit for this job that as a biology teacher?
I love people and I'm really always very interested in how people are very different and how they learn differently, and I am constantly being exposed to different personalities and different learning types all the time, and I love that.
That's a good experience to have.
Thanks.
What are three words to describe the way you teach?
Let me think about this one. It's tough. How about patient, confident, and understanding?
Thank you so much, Janine, for this interview.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Sorry, I don't know your name.
Annalisa.
Okay.
Was teaching your first career choice?
No.
No. What was your first career choice?
When I was a little kid, like 10 or 11, I wanted to be a mail person because I thought you could just walk around all day and deliver mail. But then I wanted to do mediation and like restorative justice and work at the UN eventually when I was in college.
That's really good.
Thank you.
What are your strengths and weaknesses in teaching?
I would say my strength is I have a lot of patience, a lot of things make me upset. One of my weaknesses is maybe I have a dry sense of humor and I can be a little bit sarcastic, and some kids I don't think they fully get it, or maybe they don't appreciate it at times.
What makes you the best fit for your job?
Oh God. I'm always willing to grow and adapt, and I think that's really key in teaching, is that you have to be willing to try new things because every student is different and everything you might know or might try might not always work. So you just have to be willing to try new things and listen to other people's opinions and adapt as we get different, unique students in.
What are three words to describe the way you teach?
I have high expectations for my students. I know that's not a word, that's a phrase. Compassionate, but also strict.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. I hope this goes well.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Appreciate it. Hi, hello, Josh.
Hello, Annalise.
Was teaching your first career choice?
Absolutely not.
What was your first career choice?
Well, how much time do you have? Just kidding. My first career choice was to become a professional baseball player. After playing in college, I realized that wasn't going to happen, and I decided I wanted to become a sports agent. So I interned for a sports agent who had a number of clients in the NFL. And to go on with that career, I would have had to go to law school. And I didn't really want to pursue law. So at that point in time, I linked up with my best friend and we decided to become partners and go into real estate. So I became a real estate broker and a mortgage broker for 8 years in Miami. Sold houses, got people loans through banks, etc., etc. And I was pretty successful at it. However, it didn't really fulfill me as an individual. From a, how would you say, professional standpoint. And I realized that I needed something else in my life. And I wanted to go back to my roots with something I was really passionate about, something I loved, and that was always sports. I also felt like I wanted to make a difference in people's lives. So, and I always like working with younger people because I feel more connected to them rather than people my own age. I've always felt like, you know, at times very mature, but also at times, you know, younger. So I moved back to New York where I grew up. And although I was pretty successful in real estate and made good money, it just wasn't for me. So I went back and got my master's in education and I decided to become a teacher. And I linked up with somebody at HOP who I knew through a friend and I got hired at CSSJ and became a phys ed teacher. And while that was great and I did that for, and I still do that, athletic directing and running an entire sports program with 100 student athletes, I really enjoy. And then of course coaching baseball, something that I've loved to do since I was a little kid, you know, makes me happy. So kind of a long story, but you know, it had a happy ending, but I feel like there's more to come too.
That's good that you enjoy what you love. What are your strengths and weaknesses in teaching?
Strengths and weaknesses, okay. Strengths would definitely have to be biceps and triceps. That's just a joke. So, strengths and weaknesses in teaching. Well, strengths would, I think, would be relating to the kids and, you know, knowing when to push and when to like give some space. And, you know, I feel like the gym is an important way for an outlet throughout the day when you're sitting in class all day to come and move around and listen to music and play some games and work out. But getting back to your question about strengths and weaknesses, so strengths I would say is more like classroom management, you know, motivating kids, that type of thing. Weaknesses, I feel like we all have room for improvement. So, you know, it could be a number of things. Off the top of my head, I can't really think of any, to be honest.
What makes you the best fit for this job, being a phys ed teacher?
Well, I feel like you have to not only talk the talk, but walk the walk. And fitness is something that I'm very passionate about. And so I work out on a, you know, pretty regularly. And also try to maintain a good healthy diet, and so you know when I try to impress upon that fact and you know teach that and you know it's not just, you know, I'm not just saying it and then not doing it too.
That's good. What are three words to describe the way you teach?
Three words to describe the way I teach.
Passionate, consistently.
No. Consistent, definitely. That's a good one. Because I don't like to take days off if I don't need to. Encouraging and empathetic.
Thank you so much for this interview, Josh.
You're very welcome.
I usually have developed good relationships with students. My weaknesses, usually students just have way too much fun in my classes. That's not a good thing, you know what I mean?
What makes you the best fit for this job?
The best fit for this job? My art background, my ability to teach students things that I've learned from my own experiences.
That's good. What are three words to describe the way you teach?
What are three words?
That describe the way you teach.
Describe the way I teach. Oh, wow. Three words. Consistent. Mm-hmm. That's one word.
Freely.
Consistent. I'm having like a brain freeze right now.
That's crazy. Did you get that?
Let's start this over. We gotta start this over. I need to look.
We could cut it. You could just.
Strengths and weaknesses. What makes you the best fit in this job? Three words to describe. Oh, that was it. Mm-hmm. Three words to describe the way you teach. I can't even think of three words, I'll be honest. Consistent.
Freely.
Freely?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean freely?
Like you let them do the work freely.
Freely. There's another word for
consequences, that. Consequences. With consequences. Very understanding.
Understanding. I like that.
Todd was like confident and stuff.
Confident
in what he teaches.
Confident, understanding, and patient.
Yes.
Patient.
Thank you for this interview, Anthony.
You're welcome. Happy to- Anytime.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Fatu's and Anna's podcast. Make sure to like, comment, and listen more. Thank you for listening. Toodles!